He'll take your troubles, and he'll take them away. He'll give you blessings, and he'll double it. 'Cause God's gonna control the water. Yes, God's gonna control the water. Words that made me feel safe, words that made me feel secure, words that made me feel loved and worthy and admired were words that I welcomed. But there are also words, as you well know, that make us feel accused.
Anybody that felt accused or guilty or punished or sad or unworthy or criticized, let's go back to my kindergarten class, okay? There was this beautiful piece of clay. It was the most beautiful piece of clay. And it was shaped like this, like a block, a long block. And it was about, stand up, Pam, so you can see. Turn around there. It was about this color right here. Okay, y'all see that? It was so pretty. Thank you. It was so pretty. So I decided that since it was so pretty and I really wanted to play with it and make a shape, that I should take it home with me. So I took it home and I played with it on the floor and I played with it in my bed and I played with it kind of like all night. And then the next morning, I took it back to school, which I had planned to do. And the teacher told me that I was a thief, that I had stolen the clay. And she put me over her lap and gave me a little slap. She sure did. Made me feel like, maybe I can't be creative. Maybe I can't be myself. All right, so that was Miss Beauty from my kindergarten class. I forgive her. Okay, I do. I forgive her. Years later, I still like Cleo. Those words that she said to me, though, made me feel like less than worthy. And then there were the prayers. Remember those good night prayers when your parents put you to bed? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die, I could have never say that part. If I should die, I did not want to die in my sleep. I wanted to wake up and I wanted to live my life, so I changed the words. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Thy love stay with me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Isn't that much better? Never have to wake up and start my day. Okay, so fast forward. No, we're going backwards. I'm sorry, going backwards. Well, fast forward from that time. Okay. Anyway, I'm 18 or 19. I'm in Chicago. It's a party. It's a birthday party. And there's a book on the table. I don't know the people. I went to the party with my cousin. There's this book on the table, and the book is like looking at me. It's like talking to me. This book, it felt like a magnet. I was looking at the book. The book was looking at me. I felt like the book was talking to me. I know books can't talk, but it felt like that. So anyway, I go pick up the book, and it's The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Yau Shin. And she talks about the power of words and affirmations and spiritual laws. And she talks about the imaging faculty. She says imagination is called the scissors of the mind because every day we're cutting out the images that we manifest. Because whatever we focus on, that's what comes to be. Here's a few more from that book. I have wonderful work in a wonderful way. I give wonderful service for a wonderful pay. Is that a good one? That's a good one. Listen to this, though. Listen to this one. All that is mine by divine right is now released and reaches me in great avalanches of abundance under grace in miraculous ways. Now, is that good? That is so good. Under grace. Under grace in a miraculous way. Here's one more. I forgive everyone, and everyone forgives me. Gates swing open for my good. Notice they didn't say doors. They said gates. Gates are bigger than doors. So we can take our time and maybe go back and forgive a few people, let somebody forgive us, forgive ourselves. Gates will swing wide open on our behalf. I sat there and fell in love with that book, and I tried my best to figure out how am I going to get this book home, okay? Because I already learned my lesson in kindergarten. You can't just take things without anybody's permission. So I'm standing there by the book. The party has been going on in the basement. Everybody was dancing, eating cake, eating, you know, spaghetti and meatball, like all fried chicken, everything good. And I'm up here with the book, and this lady named Barbara says to me, she said, do you like that book? I said, yes. She said, well then, you can have it. I was like, yes, I can take the book home. All right, so I made such an amazing connection with that book. Eventually, I find my way here to New York City. Grad school, theater, graduating, life, new adventures, love, oh my. Can anybody relate to being in love? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been alone? Raise your hand, let me see. Good. How many people been in love more than one time? How many of you thought that that love was the one for sure? And me too. It was the big one, the forever one. Oh boy, it fizzled out. Slowly, and I'm not gonna dwell on it too long, but the separation, it broke my heart. And then I had a child that I'm not supposed to be responsible for all by myself. The papers, the court, all of it, I felt kind of like a failure. I mean, how was I gonna still have a vibrant, productive, full life without the person I thought was my whole life? Eventually, I found my way to a mentor, my voice teacher, Helen Phillips. She gave me a daily word. I started reading that daily word like it was candy, just like the other book on the table. Reading it and the power of prayer. Some of the things from that book on the table in Chicago were in the daily word. And then she sent me to Unity at Avery Fisher Hall with Eric Butterworth. And then there's where I met Britt and Paul, Unity of New York. Unity of New York. I found out that I could come to Unity of New York and I could wear whatever I felt like wearing. That was good for me. For somebody like me who just wants to dress, I love dressing, Unity of New York. And then there was no restrictions. And then I met people from everywhere, diversity, intimacy, dance ministry, a choir, no one calling me or anyone else a sinner. That was huge for me. I mean, I never liked being called out of my name. No one was telling me how to be myself or to be someone else. Spiritual freedom, parties, a cocktail for brunch, retreats, no one accusing me of doing it the wrong way. I could choose my own way. You could say I grew up here at Unity of New York spiritually, because that's the way I see it. We share the same DNA, spiritual DNA. I learned how to balance myself emotionally, how to let go and let God, how to meditate, the power of affirmative prayer, the power of visualizing and manifesting the life I'm now living, how to give and receive freely. And I found out that there's more than one way to give. You can give financially, but you can also give by volunteering. You can be a chaplain. You can be in the choir. You can be a greeter. You can be a smiler. You can be an encourager. You get to see others manifest their lifelong dreams, like Pamela. Didn't you always dream of going abroad?
For as long as I can remember.
And so everybody here got a chance to see Pam go abroad and to perform abroad and to gather a following abroad. Tell us a little bit about it, Pam. Where'd you go?
I went to everywhere. I stayed in the main part of France, but I hung out at a lot of jazz clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang at a couple, one club in particular, Le Jazz Duke, which I think means a duck, I'm not sure. But I went there, and just on my own, I mean, first of all, I said, bonsoir, comment ça va? And everyone's like, yeah, and I just gave them me. I let all of my guards down and said, like, ooh, look at me, I am in Bali, just in Bali.
Thank you, Pam. We're just so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
It's just the beginning. I'm going to learn more.
Yes, that's just the beginning. And then you all got to see me manifest this year, too, because some of you may not know, but I went to Ghana to perform this year. I was at the University of Cape Coast, and also I performed with the National Theater of Ghana. And so for years, Pam and I have been praying about what we wanted to manifest creatively. And it's coming through now loud and clear. It doesn't matter how long you've been waiting for your manifestations to occur. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with you being in the expectancy mode, expecting your greatness to continue to occur. This is your season right here and right now. Today is the youngest you will ever be. Okay? It's true. Also here at Unity, I learned a new spin on some old scriptures. You remember the story of the prodigal son? Well, I discovered here at Unity that the prodigal son was not a loser. He had just lost his way temporarily and that was okay. I learned that sin is missing the mark. So in a book inspired by the prodigal son, written by our own Kathy Grant and Stephen Grant, they get a twist on the prodigal son. There's a parent who is a cheetah named Mama. Everybody say Mama.
Mama.
And she is the mother to Betty, who is a boar. And Betty is very dependable and responsible. She helped Mama take care of her brother, Freddy, the ferret, who was impulsive and irresponsible. In the book, Freddy tells Mama he wants his inheritance right now because he wants to go away to the university and make her proud. Mama gives Freddy his inheritance. And in no time flat, Freddy was out living it up. He spent every penny he had on partying and having fun and making new friends and going here and there. And then finally, Freddy was broke. But when he went home, his sister Betty was at the door with her hand on him, giving him that look. She told Freddy that he should be ashamed of himself. She gives him more money to go back out and to live his life and come back where you can make Mama proud. Don't you dare let Mama see you like this. Freddy goes out again, and this time he's even worse. He feels like a failure. He feels shame. He feels unworthy. He's walking with his head down. His shoulders are slumped over. But he must have heard a voice, loud and clear, an echo from deep within that reminded Freddy. Just remember who you are. Just remember who you are. Just remember who you are. And then Freddy began to miss his mom. And his mom began to miss Freddy. And this is where I'll read from the book. Back home, this is a book by the way. It's called Eloha, which is a home spelled backwards. Back home, Mama went for a walk, and after a while found herself perched on her favorite hill. As the sun began to set, Mama looked out at the valley below and thought, that looks like Freddy in the distance. As the figure drew closer, Mama began dancing with joy. Freddy! Freddy! Freddy and Mama ran towards each other, meeting at the base of the hill. Before Freddy could say a word, Mama smothered him with hugs and kisses. Oh, Freddy, I can't believe you came back. Freddy felt more happiness than he ever imagined. When they arrived home, Freddy got cleaned up, and Mama invited all their friends and neighbors to come and celebrate the return of her son. Betty was just returning from the market when she heard the sound of laughter and music coming from their house. Her curiosity turned into anger when she saw her brother. She realized that the joyful sounds of music were for Freddy because he returned home. Betty marched over to where Mama was standing, surrounded by friends and neighbors. Mama, why are you celebrating Freddy's return with so much laughter and music and fine food? You never threw a party like this for me. Mama stepped back and looked at Betty. My dear Betty, you are here with me, and I know you're all right, but your brother Freddy was lost. Isn't it great that he returned home and our family is whole again? Mama continued lovingly, Betty, my darling, Everything I have is yours and has always been, but we have our Freddie back. Let's celebrate him this moment and be thankful. Betty looked intently at Mama but said nothing. Then a tear came to her eye and she understood. Betty hugged Mama and then turned around to find Freddie to welcome him home. Church family, when we went through the pandemic, we got scattered, and we got disconnected, and we lost some of our members, and we changed locations. We were at Symphony Space upstairs, we were at Symphony Space downstairs, we were at the theater on 50th Street, and now we're here at St. Michael's. It doesn't matter where we are this week, as long as we are all here together. Speaking loving words, meaningful words to encourage each other, positive energy, prayerful intentions. We are the ones that make wherever we are home. We might be smaller in size for now, but we're large on love, and we're still growing, and we're still expanding. We're still here for you and for us. Yesterday, I was in Detroit. My Aunt Ellen, who was twin to Aunt Helen, passed away. And before I got up to read the poem, I took in Aunt Helen, who was sitting a few rows back, and everybody kind of thought that Aunt Helen was there, but not there. But when I said in the African tradition, "Aunt Helen, do I have your permission to proceed?" She took her mask down and said, "Yes," and the vibration of her voice filled up the whole church. I almost couldn't even speak because I hadn't heard her speak in that voice. She was saying yes to now being the elder of our family. She is now the matriarch of our family. With loss, we take on new responsibility. So now, we are the elders. Now, I don't mean old, I mean seasoned. We've been through some things that are not so easy. Together, that's the main thing, together. Author James Baldwin says, "The longer I live, the more deeply I learn that love, whether as friendship or family or romantic, is the work of mirroring and magnifying each other's life." Isn't that beautiful? We, you and I, and us, and we prayed and fiercely affirmed during our time of separation that we would be together again. And here we are, with open arms. Look at what we together have manifested. Wherever we are is home. And I'll close by reading the daily word, the last part of it again. And let's do it together. Can you repeat it after me? We belong together.
We belong together.
We belong to one another.
We belong to one another.
We all belong in the family of God.
We all belong in the family of God.
Thank you. And we're going to meditate now.
Always saying to us,
Welcome to more awareness. Welcome to your peace of mind. This moment is an opportunity for you to continue your connection to your spiritual roots, for you to remember the magnificence of who you are. The peace that you are seeking is waiting for you with open arms. The morning light is always here for you, to guide you, to assure you that the peace that surpasses all understanding is right here. Welcome home. Take a deep breath. In this quiet, you are knowing exactly who you are. Let's relax and release ourselves from all the shit-haves, all that you should have done by now, who you should be. Dissolve into the ocean of nothingness. You are free now to be yourself. You are lighter and lighter as you release the heaviness. The universe has already handled everything on your behalf. All of who you are is a necessary component on this planet. This is a reminder to let go. Take it easy. Breathe. There in the clearing, in the shade, is a place just for you. A place of non-judgment, a place of fearlessness, a place where the creative genius within you is awakened and honored. The powerful presence that is you and only you arises as you allow yourself to relax into this knowingness and to once again take it easy. You are reconnecting with all of who you are. Let go of the heaviness, the burdens, the worry. No longer yours to carry. Allow your shoulders to let go. Allow your whole self. Holy ground, the sacred ground that upholds you and sustains you and reminds you of who you are. And let's allow ourselves a moment of being gentle with ourselves. As gentle as you would be with a bouquet of fresh flowers from the garden. placing each stem a fresh container of water. You are also stepping into the calm rivers of life. Everything is calm. Everything is easy. You are just as precious as a newborn. You are just as honored as the elder in the village. You are wide awake with purpose and with determination. You are proud. You are confident. You are a spiritual warrior, here to be, here to serve, here to receive blessing after blessing, and to gain clarity on your path. You are perfect in the eyes of spirit. You are free to be yourself. Nothing is required of you. You are pure love. You are perfect, whole, and complete. You are daring, you are growing. You are flowing in the waters of life. And all is well.
Got together on a fashion, 7th Avenue at the Fashion Institute or something like that. We've come so and so far, and we've come together. This is my family. I consider y'all my family, my brothers and my sisters. And I'm so blessed to have you all. And thank you for your support and for your love, and thank you for forgiving me for not remembering words. It's mine, folks. And there's some that I know that you
Two.